Hello,
Oh, I
welcome.
heard that.
Do you hear it? Yeah.
Oh, I
Hello,
did hear
welcome
that.
back. Stop fucking talking over
I
me.
didn't hear
Tap man. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Reverse Forecast podcast with me and Harry. I'm currently calling in from Belsay Horse Show in Newcastle, where
Me
I've got
too.
roped in to play 3 days of gigs for evening entertainment. I'm not really sure how that happened, to be honest, but I'm here now.
It's looking quite sunny for Newcastle, I have to say.
Yeah, it is. Yesterday it was freezing. I was playing at like 9 p.m. and my hands were frozen, and nobody was listening. I was just background music. It was just
As
freezing, but it's fine. Get paid.
usual, no one's listening.
Good chat. Well, today I'm not going to be watching any eventing. I'm going to be watching the racing, and it's Derby weekend. Pretty exciting. Derby's a bit weak and a bit disappointed, but I'm excited for the Oaks. How are you?
I think the fact that it's like the Derby's such like a guessing game this year, I think it kind of makes it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah,
Just
agreed.
because it's
I
like
kind of think anything could win. I think it's going to be a really disappointing result, whatever. I think some outsider's going to bolt in or something. Or just
I
rain.
think that excites me though. It's like
Yeah, fair.
anything could come from anywhere. It's like you don't know. It's not
That's
like
true.
a Desert Crown where it's kind of predictable.
Yeah. Well, in this episode, we're going to look through the whole Epsom car for today. And are we going to look through Saturday in this episode, or should we do a new one for tomorrow, for Saturday?
You know what? Let's do a new one for Saturday.
Do a new one for Saturday. We'll bring you the Oats card from today.
So we're not going to look at the 2 o'clock at Epsom because we don't really have any fancies. So we're starting with the 2:35, the 1 mile hand. 1 mile handicap class two, head in the market. It's pretty equal market at the front of it. We've got Fantastic Fox at 11 to 2 with, I'm gonna
On
butcher this.
Betfair, I have four joint favs.
Yeah, it's pretty tight at the top end. Second,
That's
we have
crazy.
Ross Colin, I'm gonna say it that. And then all the King's Men in Australian Theory and Dutch Decoy, they're all leading it.
Jesus.
This is a very hard race to pick, so I'm gonna pass over to you to start with, Finn.
Well, it's a lottery. It's not going to be my big bang. But I've heard other people talking about Ross Colin in this race because he's got previous course form and he's been out of form at the moment, but I'm in races with horses like this. I think the course form is so vital. It's like Albon, every time he runs a Goodwood, he's just a completely different horse. And I think the Ross Colin could be that kind of horse. And I think at 11 to 2, you can back him each way. It wouldn't be a big stakes race for me, but I think it might be worth a couple of quid. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the thing I like about Ross Colin is last time he hasn't won in
Since he ran at Epsom last.
over a year since he ran at Epsom last time, and his handicap mark then was 92, and he's went up to 106 his highest and back now to 97. So I think he's quite well handicapped for this. Obviously,
I've
likes
got
it.
95 on here.
What did I say? Oh no,
97.
I mean 95, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't know why I said 97. So yeah, I think he's very well handicapped for this. We know he likes Epsom. So yeah, I think I'm with Ross
There you
Colin
go.
at 11 to 2.
Ross Colin for us. The next race we're going to look at today is the 310. This is the Coronation Cup. See, the previous years, it's been like the highest class race, I'd say. I used to love this race. It had so many great winners back through the years, and it's very strong renewal again. But again, it's just a super open race. 9 to 4 favorite Westover, 11 to 4 Emily Upjohn, 4 to 1 Hurricane Lane, 4 to 1 Point Longsdale. And I love Emily Upjohn. When she was second in the Oaks last year, I felt like she could have been something special moving on. She didn't quite live up to it, but then she came back to her best form back at Ascot again. I think I won't be having a big bet in this again. I think Hurricane Lane has a lot of class. I can't see Point Longsdale winning. and I don't see the German horse getting involved. I think Westover will win, but it would be another small bet. What about you?
This is not about a bet, but I just saw Emily Upjohn, a video of her coming out of her horse box, and she does look amazing today. But I was listening to another podcast, Nick Luck's podcast, and he had I think racing manager at Judmont on, and he was saying how Dubai did the world of good for Westover and is a much stronger and more like seasoned horse now. And I mean the form behind Equinox, who's beating Equinox, you know. I just like that.
He also ran home so well that race.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just always is like running home strong. That's what I like. Obviously run well in the Derby last year, so he obviously likes the course. So yeah, I think it's Westover for me.
There you go.
Moving on now, we have the 3.45 1 mile to Betfred handicap. Leading the market, we have Majestic at 7-2, then Marban the champ at 9-2, Honiton at 13-2, and 7-1 bar the rest. Yeah, Finn, you go first on this one.
I've got an each way tip. I think Cadillac is definitely worth a better 14-1. I think, obviously, it's so easy to say, but I think Cadillac is best. You take all these horses, obviously their forms change and this is not a way to look at it, but you take these horses at the best. Cadillac is way beyond any of these on natural ability. I think he's only had 3 runs under George Bowie. Maybe just needed some time to settle in. He had a gelding operation, then has had 1 run back at Newmarket where he didn't run well at all. But I think it could have been, you know, first run back off a layoff and a gelding operation. Get some fitness into him. And now a 14-1 to bet him each way against this competition, I think it's 100% worth a bet at 14. So he's actually quite a strong fancy for me the more I look at this race, I think. What about you?
Like that. The value's kind of gone down now because he was 16-1. But I'm going to butcher this again. Toshizu. Do you reckon that's how you say it? Toshizu.
Toshizu, yeah.
He's now 7-1, but obviously was 16s. I like him because last run he went down to 7 furlongs and he doesn't like 7 furlongs. He wants the mile, and this is a step up. I think he's very unexposed at a mile two. 2 times before that, he was at Newmarket, ran a good race in third. Then he went to Newmarket again and in what looked like quite a good handicap, came in at fourth at 28-1. I remember I had a little each way on him then. And I think back up to a mile two, I think he's going to like the trip. And I think he's well handicapped, down £2 from last time.
It's a seriously tough races to start of the day, weekend.
Like, it's very hard.
These races are very tough to find the winner in, but yeah, Cadillac for me.
We'll find them.
We'll find them. Cadillac for me and Toshizu. I reckon it's Toshizu. I reckon that's good.
I reckon it's Tissue, mate.
Tissue. Yeah. Right, it's Tissue.
That's what you're going to be crying into when.
That's the worst joke you've ever made. It's Tissue for Harry and Cadillac for me. The next race we're looking at is the Oaks. This market is headed by Save Last Dance, which is now odds on, and we think she's an absolute plot. He's about to trigger the plot alarm. It's kind of comes through so quietly. It's like it doesn't like pick up the voice. I don't know. Oh yeah, now we're talking. That was
alarm.
Right, we've already backed Save Last Dance. Pretty big for us. At what price did I get him at? I got him at 11-8 on Skybet. Him, her, 11-8 on Skybet. I think, yeah, I would love for the ground. If the ground was soft, oh my God, there's no way she's ever getting beaten. I look through this race and I personally think running line's the main danger. I don't think Eternal Hope is good enough. I don't like the way that Soul Sister went off 18 to 1 last time at York, even though she was so disappointing at Newbury. I think if your yard fancies it and it has loads of ability, I think you don't go off 18 to 1 no matter what last run you've had, kind of thing. Like, there was no market support for her at all, and it kind of seemed like it was a bit of a shock. And then outside of that, I can't really see anything. I think Am I Racing just want a runner, so they've put in a horse. I think Be Happy, you know, second string, it's got a chance. But I think Save the Last Dance, even though a good firm ground, I just don't see her getting beat. Like, her change of foot, a turn of foot at Chester last time was just crazy. What was that? You had some stats about it, was it?
Yeah, I think the bit that impressed me is, because you can always say, oh, it looked really good, but you don't know how quick it is. But out of the 2 5 furlong races that day, she was quicker in her finishing than the both of these 5 furlong races.
Which, the final furlong time was faster, wasn't it?
Yeah, which is very impressive. And I think, and even I saw something that Aiden said, he was like, it was he thought it was an optical illusion, but then he saw the time figures, which backed up the backed up the vision, which I like a lot, because a lot of people can say, oh, may look good, but how good is that? And
yeah,
then look at the time figures and it backs it up, which I like. So
I also love it that she's run at Chester, because it just gives her a way better chance to handle the Epsom track, because the bends are kind of like the sharp bend into the home straight and kind of thing.
The one thing I would be concerned about is at Chester, when she was getting a few, like a little bit pushing along at the start. So I just want to see her a bit more like looking
on
like
the snap
race. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They also, like, Epsom makes horses really unbalanced, and she's a big girl. Like, it could, she lugs in. I'd love to see her on the rail, sat in second, just in behind the leader, just track it, get a split up the inside, stay on the rail. Obviously, that's a dream situation, but
I think you should request a bet there.
Request a bet, what? That she
that second get the slip on the rail and cruise it.
They'd probably still give me odds on, to be honest. So that saved the last dance for us in the Oaks.
Moving on now, we have the 5:10 at Epsom, 7 furlong Surrey Stakes. Very interesting race here, with Hooligan leading the market 5-2. Olivia Maralda.
We actually butcher these names. Actually, you butcher these names more than me. Olivia Maralda.
At 3-1 and Streets of Gold at 7-2 and then 7-1 bar the rest. I think we like He's a Monster, don't we, Finn?
When I saw the market, when I saw the horses that were entered, I thought the market would not look like this. I thought you'd get He's a Monster 3-1, Streets of Gold and Holguin kind of 2-1, 9-4, like joint seconds or something. I didn't see Olivia Maralda coming that far up the market, and I definitely didn't see He's a Monster to be 8-1. I think He's a Monster did everything wrong at the first. We backed him last time over 7 at Kempton. He did everything wrong at the start. He's way too keen, running so freely, burning all his energy, got to the front and then turned for home and just found another gear off the front, which is something that horses don't really do unless they're classy, when they run too keenly. And I think, you know, the weights aren't really that much different. Like, he's carrying the same weight as Holguin, the same weight as Streets of Gold. And I think he's just got a great chance. 8-1 is an unbelievably good each way bet for me, I think. You can also get 3 places on it. And like,
you can also get 9-1 in places.
Can you? I'm just looking on Betfair here and I've got 8-1.
On Bet365, you can pick up 9-1.
Yeah, that would be, you know, apart from Save the Last Dance, that would be my best bet of the day.
I think I just love the fact how he's been, how he's been gelded after the last run, which
I think it will make him a lot less like hot-headed at the start and keen.
Yeah, I like the angle of a horse being gelded and running next time. I do I do think he's 9-1. He is up against some like pretty solid opponents in the rating wise. But obviously, rating's only a number, isn't it?
Holguin was actually a really good 2 year old. He tried very highly in all the group ones and stuff, but never really ran up to it. And I think, yes, obviously, Streets of Gold, unbelievable horse last year. I don't really know how good the form is, how strong he really is. When he won at the Curragh, I thought that was very impressive as a 2 year old to travel to Ireland to then win. That's like a pretty rare thing to do. And it was disappointing on the seasonal reappearance in Newbury. But again, he could run a great race. But for me, I think he's a monster, is the bet in this race.
Same for me.
The next race we're going to look at is the last Epsom. This market's headed by Urban Sprawl at 2-1. And Marley Park at 5-1 and Cloquet at 11-2.
I think it's Clochette, actually.
Clochette. There you go. We've got a big fancy in this. Tell them about it.
I really fancy Urban Sprawl in this. If you his last run at Goodwood, he just had the front the whole time, kicked clear at the end and then won by a length against some pretty good opponents in Yakalef, who won a handicap at Newmarket the time before, and Tafrij, I think it is, one of Haggis's, who I think is quite smart. I think in this race, if he makes the run in again and is able to kick clear like he did last.
It's such a classic, like, Johnson type. Like, now, even though it's under Charlie now, they're still the same type of horse, you know what I mean? They all go out the front, just dominate the race, kick clear, and they out-battle everything that comes to them. And unless there's something with an extreme turn of foot that's just going to burn them, I don't think there is here. I think he's just a great bet, Urban Sprawl, 2-1.
I do think that the jockeys will probably not be that willing to let him get that far ahead. I can't see anything else for me. So I'm with Urban Sprawl at 9-4. You can actually get so.
Same with me. That's Epsom Day. And that's the end of the podcast for this one. This is episode 10.
Is it 10?
It's episode 10.
Put the party music on, mate.
Jeez, 10 episodes down. I think we're going to get to about maybe 15, 20 episodes, and then we're going to start. It's kind of just like, you know, get used to doing a podcast and get good at it. And then we'll start putting it on Spotify and other things like that and kind of see what happens with it.
Learning on the job.
But I hope we found you some winners. I'm going to write a little page of our tips in the description so that it's easier to see. So you don't have to watch where it ends if you don't want to.
If you get bored of us, you can.
If you get bored of us, I'll write in the description. But yeah, good luck. Huh?
What time are we going to try have tomorrow's one out for?
We'll do 12 o'clock again.
Yeah.
Something like that. There you go. That's Oaks Day.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.